Revelations continue from the Banking Royal Commission, and we have heard how unscrupulous insurers have targeted Aboriginal communities to sell funeral insurance. A number of misconceptions leading from cultural differences have lost many Aboriginal people a great deal of money from the hawkers of these products. Roderick Chambers asked Nathan Boyle, a senior policy analyst at the Indigenous Outreach Program at ASIC, just what the outreach program does.
We're a team of lawyers and analysts that specialise in working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers. And ASIC realised some time ago that we had a special role that we could play in making sure that the special interests of Indigenous consumers were looked after, and that we were making sure that we were providing information to them to help them really understand financial products that they were entering. And also that we were having a look at some of the things that financial companies were doing that were having a particular impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander consumers. And so they set up our formalised Indigenous Outreach Program. And we have a range of roles that we play. We produce specific financial literacy information for those communities. But then we also work with ASIC's other teams, so our enforcement teams, for example, to help them engage with Indigenous communities in a culturally appropriate way and make sure that we do investigations in the right way working with communities. And the other thing that we do is we work with the financial services industry to take them out to Indigenous communities and help them see the barriers that their customers are facing in accessing their own services.
Have you got an example of some of the, like a change that's been made by a financial institution?
Absolutely. One example is QSuper, which is a superannuation company. And myself and a colleague were up in Lockhart River in 2013. We came across a gentleman that had a significant superannuation balance, about $35,000, and he had reached the age at which he could access that. But because of differences in two types of identification documents that he had, he was unable to access his own money. And at that stage, QSuper didn't have a way for him to be able to confirm his identity. So we took a senior member of QSuper up to Lockhart River, and we asked her to help him to access the service. And she could see he was the only person by his name in that community, and he was the only one that had ever worked in the same job as he had. So it was clear to see that it was his money. And since then, Lynn and other people in the industry have formed an Indigenous superannuation working group, and they've worked with AUSTRAC, which is the government agency that provides guidance for the kind of identity documents that financial services companies need to collect. And AUSTRAC has since released guidance to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that are in that situation where they don't have 100 points of standard ID to be able to come up with alternative ways to identify themselves to the superannuation fund or to their bank. And it's been really, really successful, but there's still just some work to go across the industry to make sure that all financial services institutions are aware of the new guidelines.
During the recent Royal Commission hearing that you're also giving evidence at, Nathan Boyle, that the Royal Commissioner heard that some insurance operators had been targeting areas with high Indigenous populations, as they knew their products are with incentives like referral commissions, they'd have a lot of success in the tight-knit Aboriginal communities. But funeral insurance isn't for everyone, is it?
We see funeral insurance companies that are promoting their products as being the only way that you can cover your family and make sure that you don't leave them with a burden if you do happen to pass away. When we all know that funeral insurance isn't necessarily the best product for all people. It might work for some people, but it's promoted as the only product. When for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on low incomes, they might be better off having a savings plan or a prepaid funeral or looking at any of the other of the options that are out there. But one of the real difficulties with funeral insurance is that it's a really complex topic, and it's not necessarily explained to the consumers exactly what they're signing up for. So we see a lot of Aboriginal people that have entered into these policies thinking that they're a savings plan, and they might have been paying for 5 or 10 years, and then they start struggling to afford to pay the premiums, and they think, oh, I'm gonna stop paying that for a while. And they don't realise that if you're not paying the premiums, you lose the entire product.
And is there information that from your unit, perhaps, that would help people understand this a bit better at the moment, or is it something that you're going to be working on as well?
There's definitely some information that we have available. So ASIC has a consumer website called MoneySmart, which is just moneysmart.gov. If you go on there and click on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags, then we've got financial literacy material designed specifically for Indigenous consumers. And one of our most popular publications is paying for funerals. And it goes right through all of the things that people need to consider when they are thinking about getting a funeral product. So, for example, even if you are deciding to take out an insurance product, there are certain features that might make that insurance product better for you than another insurance product. Some of the things that you might be looking for if you are looking for an insurance product are products that have fixed premiums. That means that the amount that you pay each fortnight stays the same regardless of how long you have the policy. Capped premiums, or a maximum amount of premiums that you'll pay under the policy, and then you will be able to stop. That's another really good feature. So that publication goes right through the types of things that you should think about and the questions you should ask when you're thinking about taking out a funeral product. There's also a range of videos on that website that can give people further information. And if you do have additional questions once you've looked at the information, you can also always give us a call at the Indigenous Outreach Program. And our number is 1300 365 957.
Nathan Boyle, a senior policy analyst at the Indigenous Outreach Program at ASIC, ending that report by Roderick Chambers. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people can access information from ASIC on moneysmart.gov.au or call them on 1300 365 957.